Well, good morning and welcome to The Drive. It is Thursday, April 4th at 6:24 in the morning. It's a nice crisp day here in the deep south. Excited for what the Lord has today. I hope you guys are too. God loves you. He wants to use you. He hears you. He knows what you're facing, whether you're just praising Him because things are good or you're trusting Him because you feel like you're in the wilderness. Either way, God is there. He is in control. Just the promises of God from the scripture are what lifts us up, encourages us, helps us in so many ways. And just keep reminding yourself of His promises. Stay and keep in His word, because it's so incredibly good. And speaking of that, as we're going through the different types of grounds or soils here, as Jesus has given this parable, the last one, He says, "As for what was sown on good soil, this is the one who hears the word and understands it. He indeed bears fruit and yields, in one case 100-fold, in another 60, and in another 30. All right, let me get driving here, and then we'll talk about this. I love it. It's he who hears the word and understands it. Man, I'll never forget just when I started reading the Bible, when I was barely a Christian, if I could say that. I mean, I don't know where I was at for sure. Like, looking back, I just know I started believing what the scriptures were saying. And the more I dug in, the more treasure I found. And the more treasure I found, the more I understood it, the more I wanted to live it and walk in it and do what it said, because I'm like, this is astounding. And, you know, looking back, I know it was the Holy Spirit really giving me insight and helping me to understand what it said. And that's good ground. That means I had a receptive heart to the truth. I was willing to read it and to go to church and to hear it. And that's the thing, you guys. We can tell. It's like we've been in conversations. I'm assuming you have too, where people are not sure about the Bible, or they're kind of intimidated by it. They don't really want to. They don't think they can understand it because it's been told to them. It's just too hard to get. You need someone to explain it to you. And I had one friend when I was a new believer who was like, "Oh, I read that book once. It was pretty good." like it was a novel he was evaluating or something. But the Word of God, it's so rich and so good and so deep, but also so understandable. As you just read it, God reveals those words to you. And He brings you to Himself, to salvation. And then when you're walking in the Spirit, you understand the things of the Spirit. And so there are those who hear the Word of God and they get it. They understand it. And not only that, they want to do what it says. That's good ground. That means they don't just hear it only, like James writes. They are not just hearers only, but they are doers of the word. They enact the truth. They do what the scriptures lay out. They live it out. And so I love it, because these are the ones, this is the heart. The ground is the heart. Like, this is the ground that God wants. This is the heart that God wants, that's receptive, that doesn't have childish faith, right? That's immature faith, but childlike faith. And Jesus talks about that. Have childlike faith. What does that mean? It means that, like a child, who children are impressionable, they'll hear something and they'll just automatically, quickly believe it. Now, we have to have discernment, you know. You're not just like, "I believe everything out here in the world that I hear." No, but when it comes to the truth, when it comes to the Word of God, yes, everything we hear, we quickly believe, because we believe the Word of God is inspired. We believe the Word of God is God-breathed. It's from the Lord. And so as we hear God's Word, it's like, let's take it in. Like David said in Psalm 119, right, 9:3-11, you know, "I hide my word in your heart that I might not sin against you." In other words, we're to integrate God's word into our hearts so that we know it and then we can walk it out. And that's the difference between knowledge and wisdom. Knowledge is just knowing something. A bunch of people know the Bible. A bunch of people grew up in church. They know the verses. They know the songs they sung. They know They know a bunch, but are they living it out? Some of them are, many of them are not. And so a good ground is a ground that is receptive, but also is a ground that grows and you see life there. And really, that's what we're called to do. Take in God's word, integrate it into our hearts and our lives, and then live it out. Do what it says. Don't just go, oh, that's nice, and then go on with your life not changing. We are created for change. You know, we were born into the sin-filled world as sinners with the sin nature. And then as we grow up, there comes a point where it's like, yeah, I repent, I trust Christ, I'm walking with him. And then from there, he continues to work on our hearts. He continues to grow us as we do what the word says, right? And that's the critical part here, I think, you guys. Yeah, receive it, receive the word, but then take action in those things. Because God wants to do mighty things in and through your life. He probably already is. And he wants to continue to. And as we're receptive and open to hear the word of God, he's going to do a work. And those who don't believe, they hear God's word and God's tugging on their heart by the Holy Spirit. And it's like, yes, this is true. Yes, I understand it. Yes, I believe it. And I want to live it out. I want to walk in it. I don't just want it to be like a theoretical thing. I want it to be real. And God can use people with hearts like that. Amen. Well, hey, God bless you guys. I hope you have an amazing Thursday. Praying for you guys. Love you guys. And we'll talk to you tomorrow.